Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So got to thinking about this because we were looking at that ESPN piece about underrated players in the National Football League. We have a little segment we do from time to time on Grant and Danny called Overrated, Underrated. And what happens is we just are given categories. We've got to come up with the most over and underrated item in that category. So Linnell will lead us through our five categories today in a minute. But I do want you guys in the producer room to take some notes on our answers because we're going to open up the floor so that you guys can critique any of our thoughts, agree, disagree, on the back end when we are done here. You can roast us if needed. But Danny, we got five categories as always. It's Grant and Danny's Overrated, Underrated. Darris is out on a little vacay, resting up, so Linnell is in the saddle today. So now, Linnell, you can lead us through this, buddy.
Let's do it. We got Overrated, Underrated, five different categories. Let's start with you, Grant, your most overrated animal.
So this one's actually very easy for me. I don't understand the infatuation people have with this type of animal. The answer is the bird.
Okay.
People watch birds. They sit there and they take notes. There are people, grown-ups, people I respect, people I even love, who have books.
They're bird people.
With pictures of different birds so that they can, I don't even know really what the whole point is, but they sit on their back deck and they're like, that's a sparrow. And they're like, no, that's actually a
spotted finch.
A titmouse. And it's like, what? That's a what? Why is it that? Stop doing that. Listen to a baseball game. Go for a walk. Do anything. Play with Play-Doh like you're five again. Birds, man. I don't notice them really. Like, people love the chirping of birds in the morning. That's not me.
Nope, wakes me up.
I don't remember the last time I saw a bird and was kind of taken aback by its beauty or even appreciated it. I occasionally, very rarely, but occasionally we'll see a very red cardinal. And I'm like, oh, damn, that's awesome. There's Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, there's Lars Nootbaar.
And I get steamed that Kyle Gibson's chilling there, right? But otherwise, it's just not really for me.
Yeah, there's Hall of, you know, Cardinals Ring of Famer Ray Lankford for some reason. The only time I get a little steamed up seeing a bird is when it's like it's an eagle. And it's majestic.
Of course.
It's soaring.
Bald eagles are cool.
Yeah, they're soaring.
Sure. But the reason it's overrated is most animals, there's no such thing as blank watching. We don't really do that much.
Mm-hmm.
My wife buys bird seed constantly. We always have these gigantic bags from like BJ's, the size of like those 100-pound bags for Rottweilers or something.
Yeah, sure.
Just coming into my house for bird seed, and she's filling up bird seeders, and it's all over my yard. It's always
just
something.
Like hoping for rodents. Is that's your best hope there?
Birds are not worth your time. So that's my overrated animal.
The hamster. What do you do? What are you gonna do? Nothing. Go sit there. They don't do anything. They're just in the cage, just sitting there. It's kind of furry, kind of cute, cousin of a mouse or a rat, or they don't really do anything. They're kind of gross. They just had these little tiny circle poops and drink water out of their little tube, and they're low maintenance, but they're not special. It's not a special animal. It's one of those animals that if they were out in the wild at all for 7 seconds, some of those birds that you're talking about, whether it's a hawk or a buzzard or somebody else, would scoop them right up. An owl would screech, like Saved by the Bell, and take them out. They're helpless. They're defenseless. They're overweight. They're not that cute. They're just rodents.
You got a problem with things that are overweight?
No, those specific animals. They couldn't fend for themselves. They're just rodents, man.
They are, but they're. Here's my pushback a little bit. They're a cute class pet.
Mm.
There's only so many options for a second grade class. A harmless, you don't have to touch it. You just get to look at it. Type animal. Hamster threads that needle.
The guinea pig or the hamster. I don't know which is which. I just know that they're just.
Okay.
You know that. It's fine. Nothing wrong with it. But it's like, why are we excited?
All right. So I went birds. You go hamster.
Hamsters.
Underrated animal. This is the correct answer.
Ooh.
If this isn't your answer, go back and write this one down to everyone listening. The turtle. Turtles are so slept on.
Mm.
I can't drive by a stream or a little pond without looking for turtles. If I see a turtle on the road, I'm hopping out of the car, I'm going to get it, I'm putting it down on the floorboard, and we're driving it to safety. Me and my guy are walking around our yard looking for turtles all the time. Turtles are the best. I've collected them. I've liked them since I was a little kid. Great animal. And nobody ever gives them their proper appreciation. Turtle.
The turtle. Leopards. Nobody talks about the leopard. Lion. Tiger. There's a little domesticated house cat. Mr. Purr is different than everyone else. No. The wild leopard weighs about 65, 70 pounds and would kill you.
Leopards are also badass coat. The best coat.
They are fast. They are strong. They are smart. They hunt in packs. They can't stand up and beat a lion in a fight. I'm not saying they can, but they don't have to. They pummel hyenas. They are a survival species in an ever harshening, if that's even a word, climate that wants to destroy them. You can't. The leopard.
How do you combat the fact that they're basically the same thing as a jaguar? That's going to bother you a little bit?
Because Jaguar gets a car brand. And whenever one hears the word Jag, they go, Jaggy-ah, and that lady's voice from the brand of the car. So Jaguars get their props.
But every time I see a leopard, I have to wonder, is this Trevor Lawrence? That's going to be an issue for you.
No. They're different. The Jaguar is sleek and gray. The leopard is like that spotted jungle situation. Could be golden. It's like
Jags
a small
look
lion.
The same. Look at here. Look at
I thought the Jaguars, they're like, oh, maybe I mean, I'm thinking of a puma.
Look at the juxtaposition on the right.
Actually, that's really similar.
How do you tell the difference?
That's more similar than I thought.
I mean, that's
Brian Thomas right there.
Brian Thomas Jr. could be either one of those guys.
No one gives the leopard the proper respect that they deserve. They are majestic. Their cousin, the mountain lion, Drab's telling people the other day, maybe it was last year, he's like, yeah, I could beat a mountain lion in a fight or something stupid. The leopard will tear your throat out.
Did you see the pictures of Drabby's head yet?
I haven't. No, I thought the reveal was coming Tuesday.
Well, maybe they haven't been public to the masses yet, but
I want
to
see.
I mean, the place where he's at posted videos of it.
Oh my God, I haven't seen it. I can't wait to see that. Will you show me during the break?
Yeah, I mean, if you want, I hope you're not planning on eating soon. It was 9 hours of having hairs plucked out of the back of his head and put on the top of his head.
Oh, I know.
I'm thinking about you, Drabby. It's going to be a grind.
Dude, he sounded so happy and excited
he was
this morning.
So happy about it.
Yeah,
and I'm happy for him. All right, Linnell, we've got animals down. Overrated, underrated. Category 2.
Interesting answers for the first one. Overrated, underrated. Category 2. This should be good for you, Grant. Sports stadiums.
Sice. Danny, I'm going to let you go first.
Fenway Park. Overrated.
Oh, that's mine.
Settle down. Fenway Park, everyone acts now like it's such an institution. You need to remember, Sully from Southie, the Red Sox organization did RFPs, requests for proposals, to fix Fenway Park or to build a new stadium altogether. Then they finally won and said, we reversed the curse there. You got to keep Fenway Park. They've done a couple things to modernize it. I went to the World Series at Fenway Park. I sat in seats that didn't face the field. I'm going to say that again. They didn't face the field. They faced sideways. So I was facing straight and had to turn my head at a 45-degree angle to see the pitcher, home plate, etc. And you do that for a couple innings, you end up a little sore up top. It looks nice. Right in the middle of downtown, it's kind of cool. It ain't Wrigley, and it is nice as a lot of ballparks. Overrated.
So I had Fenway Park as well. I'm going to have to pivot from that. starring Ryan Clark, talking trash about former Washington players.
Mm.
But I want everyone to know that you're right about Fenway Park.
Thank you.
Fenway Park and Wrigley Field were built within a year of one another, 1911, 1912, whatever it is. Wrigley, silly. Fenway, nubby. I'll go back to Fenway to take my kid because he's got to do it. But that's probably the only time I'm going to go is like when someone needs to go that I'm with or mm-hmm. something that hasn't been.
Yeah.
Overrated sports stadium. I'll stick with the baseball theme. Dodger Stadium. Dodger Stadium. Dodger Stadium, the parking lot is just a big heaping pile of vehicles. It takes an hour to get out of there after any game. It's the loudest ballpark you'll ever be in terms of speakers. It does not matter where you're sitting. They are blaring in your ear. Like when they play the walk-up music or any of that stuff, you'll be at home for an hour after the game or in your hotel, in my case, and you're still hearing the beats of, like, you know, Tupac talking about L.A. and California. It is a lot at that ballpark. The other thing I'll say is I'm pretty sure this is true. They may have finally done these renovations in the last year or two, but the last time I was there, which is about 5-6 years ago, there are still areas of that ballpark when you're sitting in that section you can't get to the rest of the ballpark from. Because it's from a time, I believe, of like segregation or whatever. So, like, I think I have this right. You're familiar with this, where like you're sitting in the outfield and you have to like walk around to get to those seats, but you can't get from there to the actual rest of the ballpark. Stupid.
That's
get
dumb.
Rid of that right now.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I need to go see my buddy in the first baseline. I need to be able to get over there.
Or I need to do none of your business. Let me do it. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
That is stupid.
So, I think I have that right. I believe they've changed some of that in the last couple of years, but. Dodger Stadium, I'll say, is a little bit overrated. Underrated, I've got two. I can't pick, so grab whichever one you want. I won't expound upon them very much in the interest of time. Coors Field in Colorado.
Damn it!
I think Coors Field is beautiful.
Literally
and T-Mobile
right
Park in Seattle. Nobody ever talks about that in the top five. T-Mobile Park is outstanding. It's just a sneaky, top-of-the-line, really good park, and one of the rare actually used retractable roofs. And we always say, when you have a retractable roof, you don't use it. In Seattle, they make use of that thing.
So my answer was Coors Field. And then my backup was, I was going to call it Safeco because I don't remember the name of the new stadium. But that's my answer. Both are never get talked about among the crown jewels of the sport. They're both gorgeous. Great place to catch a game. No bad seats in either house.
All right. So you got to take the new one then. What are you going with?
Let me see. You know what's actually not a bad place to watch a baseball game? Is Citi Field in New York. Nobody ever talks about it. It's kind of a neat little spot. So there, I'll go with that one.
All right. That's category two in the books.
Category three. I'm intrigued by this one as well. Breakfast food. You're going to annoy a lot of people with your answers on this, but we'll see what you got.
Breakfast food overrated.
Scones. The idea of a scone is great. It's a dry wasteland where all the moisture in your body goes to die. Two bites into a scone, I wish I wasn't eating the scone anymore. They're stupid. It's pummeled by English muffins, regular muffins, pancakes, French toast, any omelet, any other kind of sweet type item, a donut, a toaster strudel, a pastry. Scones stink, Grant.
Crepes. You guys know about crepes? My uncle makes a great crepe. I go to his house in Pittsburgh for many years. He would make us crepes in the morning fresh. He would use like fruit that he grew in the garden and put it in there. Crepes can be very tasty and delicious. If I never eat another crepe again, I'm fine. And the people that like crepes love crepes.
They love crepes.
It's like CrossFit. If you're a crepe guy, you tell everyone you're a crepe guy. Mm-hmm. I don't need to know about your crepe fandom. Leave your crepe fandom to yourself.
You compete in the crepe games?
Yeah. Everybody's out here like you went to Crepe University and you took Crepe 300 from Mr. Crepe and Mrs. Crepe. I don't care about all your crepe living.
Crepe Crepersons?
Yeah, a bunch of crepe stuff. Keep your crepes to yourself. I'm out on crepes. Underrated breakfast food. Let's keep it basic. The sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwich. It's all I need. Every day, rest of my life, let's get a freshly made, probably from Best Buns, Great American Restaurant, sausage, egg, and cheese, toasted on bread. I like a biscuit as well.
You do like a biscuit. I've seen you.
Just give me a breakfast sandwich with sausage.
Here is the entire world super quick. Oh my God, I'm sleeping on corned beef hash. Everyone forgets. It's corned beef. It's potatoes. You want some onions? Great. If you don't, that's great too. You want it salty? You want it peppery? You want hot sauce? Whatever you want to do, all you have is a salty meat with potatoes fried in a pan. It is an outstanding breakfast side. Outstanding, and it's slept on.
You won't be getting any pushback from me on corned beef hash, sir. I like that. I think we had a good breakfast round.
Good breakfast round.
Clap it up for a good breakfast round.
Good breakfast round, I thought.
What do we got next, Linnell?
All right. This is going to get interesting. Grant, your most overrated and underrated rapper.
Ooh, I love it. Now, are we talking about the rapper on, like, candy, or are we talking about rapper, like, as in...
We're talking wiki rhymes and tunes.
Steamed. Okay, so my real answer is any current rapper or anyone over the last 7 years with the name Lil in the title, or any type of a firearm, if they have a Uzi or like shotgun or anything stupid like that, punt them into the sun immediately at once. They're all overrated. But I'm going to actually use like legit Hall of Fame type rappers here. Overrated. Prepare to be very upset. Snoop Dogg, very overrated. Just never been for me.
Ooh.
Don't like the shtick. Don't like the rapping was never great for me. The songs sound okay, but I've never been a Snoop guy. I can get down with it, but it's just not my thing. So I'll say Snoop among elite all-time Hall of Fame first ballot rappers, a little overrated.
So I picked someone that's very well known in that same sphere for my overrated, because I consider this guy the father of the nonsense, of the mumble rapping, terrible generation that we are in. Now, I don't know if I've got my information correct, but I do know I blame
him.
You're
going wheezy.
Dwayne Michael Carter Jr. That's diminutive Wayne. Sucks. Into the sun. Look right onto a spaceship with the rest of that sun. One button. 5, 4, 3. I forget the rest of the countdown. Go to the sun.
So I actually happen to really like Lil Wayne. Growing up, like his early stuff was awesome. But I do think it's completely true to say, if not for Lil Wayne, mumble rap as we currently know it wouldn't exist quite the same way. I think that's probably fair.
My underrated rapper, because of all his prodigious acting, because he basically turned into like the Disney dad who's getting mad on vacation, people have forgotten about the breadth and character and incredible rapping talent of Ice Cube, because he's morphed into like he's the detective on 21 Jump Street and everything else that he's done from NWA for about 10, 15 years afterwards. One of the great rappers of all time that no one ever mentions when they start going with some of the all-time guys. Everyone from Biggie and Jay-Z and Nas and Wu-Tang and Tribe and Slick Rick. You can go back all the way and find all your greatest rappers. He never gets the just due. He is outstanding and should get more credit. Underrated.
Underrated rapper, Andre Benjamin. Andre 3000.
Oh, good for you. That's a good one.
So good. In my top five all time, from the Smashola's like Walk It Out, the bars on that, Life of the Party, Play the Guitar. There's so many great Andre Benjamin tracks. And you said, like, because Ice Cube became an actor, because it was Outkast, and it was not necessarily just traditional rap. Andre Benjamin's my guy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What are you playing over there? I don't hear anything.
I was trying to play Walk It Out, but is Andre 3000 on the original Walk It Out, or is that the remix to Walk It
Probably
Out?
Probably a remix, I would think. It's the one where they included Outkast. It's really just him. But like the bars they gave him on that, I think if you've never heard him rap and you just listen to that, you're like, this is really good. It's kind of like the mainstream introduction into, oh, this dude spits fire.
Yes.
But big, big fan.
That's an excellent one.
Is this is probably the OG though, right? Or is this going to be Andre?
So this is the chorus to the OG.
Yeah. He was just so good. All right. What's next? Our next category. What do we got?
We have the most underrated candies.
Last one, Danny. We will wind it down here.
The underrated candy is $100,000. It never, ever gets mentioned or appreciated. Chocolate, caramel, Rice Krispie stuff. So the things inside the Crunch Bar, the things inside the Kit Kat, basically. Now, that's a chocolate wafer, but you get the crunch, you get the chocolate, you get the sugar. The 100 grand bar, underrated.
So you went underrated first.
I'll
go Twizzler. I love the red Twizzler. I love them at the movie theater specifically. Wrap them around my popcorn kernel and just have a good old time. People talk badly about Twizzlers. I don't get what it is.
It's weird.
They're plastic. They don't have taste. I mean, people don't understand. What, did you have a red vine and not understand what you were eating?
You just got regular licorice?
Yeah, licorice, not good. Red vine's not good. Twizzlers, great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you like Twizzlers. I would have imagined you would bash my Twizzler.
Huge Twizzler guy. If you could find something better than biting the top of the bottom off a Twizzler and putting that into a Coca-Cola Classic at the pool when I'm 12 years old, take me up.
That's Houtier's straw right there.
Right there. That's my wheelhouse.
Overrated candy. I'll lose you here, and that's fine. Candy bars. They got caramel. They got nuts. I mean, I'm fine with nuts to an extent, but isolate that. But generally, candy bars, eh.
Right.
I'll leave them.
That cooked sugar is the worst. The Jawbreaker sucks. Miserable. Like, good luck with your crown. You know, make sure you have your dentist on speed dial. What a miserable experience sitting there dealing with a Jawbreaker is. I am not here to work. I'd like the sugar, please.
You do sound like a parent when you're telling us we're going to have to go to the dentist.
I turned 46 in a couple of months, bro. Yes, I would have to go to the dentist. What is that, a Jawbreaker? No, thanks. I'll have something else.
I think I've eaten my last Jawbreaker as well.
Yeah, I'm all set.
Also underrated, Lemonheads. I love Lemonheads. You never see them anymore. There's a little bit of a Jawbreaker to a Lemonhead, though.
There's a little bit less demand for them. That's why.
Yeah.
Not a great.
All right, let's go to the anybody got notes over there? Producer room before we bid adieu here. So overrated, underrated. I'll just go rapid fire here. Danny, you can give yours as well. Animals, I went birds overrated, turtles underrated, sports stadium, Dodger Stadium, Coors Field, breakfast, crepes bad, sausage, egg, and cheese good, rapper, Snoop Dogg down, Andre Benjamin up, candy bars, and Twizzlers.
Overrated column first, hamsters, Fenway Park, scones, Lil Wayne, Jawbreakers, underrated Leopards, City Field, corned beef hash, Ice Cube, and $100,000.
One of the notes that I took down was, number one, a bird being overrated. I disagree with that, Grant. I think birds are kind of silly. I grew up with a father who is a bird watcher.
Mike's a bird watcher. I get steam for Mike Clary.
Mike loves a good bird for whatever reason.
Mike, what are you doing?
By the way, Mike Clary is better than that. He is better than bird watching.
Does he have
a book?
So
he can tell what's what?
No, because he just knows it.
Does he put out food for the squirrels, aka the birds?
Oh my gosh. The amount of bird feeders that my parents have at their place is
Mike, what
insane.
Are you doing?
Well, tell them if they ever want to see some bird feeders coming over to my house.
Oh, no. Hard thing. We have about, no joke, maybe like 7 to 10. Like, we're in that range. Ooh. It's a lot.
Toby, any notes?
Underrated being a turtle is so incorrect.
Why?
They're so boring. The only type of turtle that is interesting is a sea turtle.
Sea turtles are great. All turtles are great, but
I mean, most of the time they're in these nasty looking ponds. A snapping turtle can like snap your finger off. Like, no.
You know how silly it is to see a box turtle walking across the road and scoop it up?
It means I have to wait on it. It means I have, no. No.
Who waits on a box turtle? You can either get out like I do and grab it, or you could center it under the vehicle and make sure the tires don't touch it.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on the box turtles.
All right. Linnell notes.
I mean, Danny, you are my guy.
Yo, okay.
I love you with all of my heart.
Oh.
Lil Wayne, overrated?
Yeah, that's right.
I have people calling into the show. They're tweeting at me. They're saying, how could you be the guy behind the board that allowed it?
It's a good point. Linnell's taking some heat right now.
You should welcome it. Stand proudly, stand tall. I'd like to understand the words that are being spoken.
You come in here during the break. I got you.
All right. Listen, he may not be the best at it.
Acknowledge Linnell this, because I do like him. I'm going to meet you guys in the middle here. But acknowledge, he was the first guy where he's like, if I don't clearly say any words and it just sounds like a sound, then it's actually still rap. Where he's like, and it just, you know, that whatever that is.
Like someone doing a Shaggy impression.
That's tough.
From Scooby-Doo.
I have no defense of the mumble rap.
Mm.
Another note that I took down was actually Danny.
Oh.
Saying scones were overrated.
That bothered you.
That bothered me. Because,
big scone guy.
Oh, I'm a scone guy. I love a good scone. Because this is what you do. You dunk it in your coffee, and then all of a sudden it's like moist bread, and we all love moist bread because everyone loves French toast, and no one wants to give any grief to French toast because it's just soggy bread.
This guy wants to put his bread in coffee. That's the grossest thing I've ever heard.
First of all, it's not bread anymore. Again, it's a brick that you can use to hold a door open with.
It's the scone. I also think scones stink, and they're huge in my house. My kids are always getting scones. My wife can't drive by a Starbucks without getting a scone in a little paper bag.
Oh, yeah.
I've never eaten one time. Just not my thing.
Well, here's what you do. Don't drink any water for 6 hours. For six straight hours. That's the aftertaste of the scone. That's what it is. You're taking up all the moisture anywhere.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.